the Hot Weekender Property Guide for Century 21 on Hot 91.
You're on Hot 91's Hot Weekender with Jade Harrison, and it is another busy Saturday for all the real estate agents around the coast, putting up their signs, doing their auctions, and getting a few sold, I'd say, especially for people out having a little sticky beak. I've got Mike from Century 21 in Noosa on the phone. I know it's a busy day for you, Mike. Thank you so much for taking time out to chat to me on Hot Weekend. How are you?
Yeah, very well, Jade. No problem at all.
Can't complain. You're living the dream in Noosa.
Yeah. No, it's, we work hard, but in between work, there's, surf and running through the national park and things that we love to do. So, it's all good.
Hey, look, it's not a hard dream to sell, is it? What's been happening in the real estate up there?
Yeah, it's been very busy. It's been fairly unprecedented, really, in the last 3 or 4 months in my time in real estate. The demand is very high, and there's certainly been a lack of available properties on the market because people have got to have a very good reason to sell out of here, and it's mainly coming from people who are either upsizing or downsizing. So the lack of stock and high demand from buyers, it means it's fairly intense right now.
And are you still getting all the southern buyers? Are they still buying up the real estate? Because I know they love Noosa in particular, and buying things unseen.
Yeah, definitely. We're giving them as much information as possible through video, walkthrough videos, obviously floor plans. Everyone can see how the property flows, but FaceTime calls at the property is working really well. And a lot of people in Melbourne do have family or friends up here. There's normally some contact that come through the property on their behalf at the same time as we're doing a FaceTime video. So they'll know as much about the property as they can. But also, it normally is to people that know the areas quite well, where they want to be. So they're fairly educated before they make that decision to buy a property on FaceTime as well.
Still is crazy, though, to think that people could drop a few mil on a house via Facebook that they've never seen. It's sort of a crazy thought to have. Hey, you mentioned before your time in real estate. Now, you've been selling real estate for a couple of decades here on the coast. How much could you get some beachfront land for back when you started selling real estate?
Before my time in real estate, we arrived in Noosa around 1992. I remember there being a property on the market on the beachfront in Sunshine for around $500,000.
Oh my gosh. Can we turn back time?
I know.
Don't buy it all up.
It seems quite surreal now, but it just shows you how far we've come.
It does. Oh my gosh. Well, look, I know you've got a big day ahead, so best of luck with everything, and thank you so much for giving us the rundown on property in Noosa. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thanks for your time, Jade. You're the